This week's NCAA basketball conference tournaments will wind down today and tomorrow, setting the stage for Selection Sunday, during which 68 teams hope for high seedings and favorable matchups. This is particularly true for the so-called mid-major teams, which face more obstacles to capture at-large bids than the schools from the power conferences. When mid-majors are bypassed on at-large berths, the price is steep. Only a Game's Greg Eklund has the story.
When I asked Wichita State coach Greg Marshall last year about playing in a mid-major conference, it struck a nerve.
Are we mid-major?
The general.
Are we mid-major?
I told him that the Missouri Valley Conference is regarded as a mid-major conference.
Is it? Well, check my bank account, check my W-2, check our budget, check the way we travel, check the crowd tomorrow, check my talent level in my program, and tell me it's mid-major.
Marshall prefers the term non-BCS over mid-major. Keep in mind that he was miffed last year at the Shockers' exclusion from the NCAA tournament.
The fallacy that you have to be in a BCS league and they deserve 11 bids and all this stuff is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
The Shockers won the National Invitation Tournament last year. With the regular season's best conference record of 16-2 tucked away this year, they're certain to make the NCAA tournament. Wichita State is 27-5 overall and ranked 16th in this week's AP poll. The Valley's automatic bid went to the conference tournament winner, Creighton, so the league will likely have two teams in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2007. Under coach Greg McDermott, Creighton took the necessary path for mid-majors to make an impression, winning away from its home court.
We've had a target on our back since our win at San Diego State when we first entered the rankings, and there aren't many schools like ours in a mid-major conference that are essentially ranked the entire season.
That was in late November when the Blue Jays won at San Diego State. Now Creighton, ranked 19th in the AP poll with a 28-5 record, is one spot behind the 18th-ranked Aztecs. 14 of Creighton's wins were away from the CenturyLink Center in downtown Omaha. Adding a large number of road games isn't something mid-majors like to do, but it's the only way to build schedule strength for the NCAA selection committee to consider. So, fewer teams from BCS conferences travel to the home arenas of mid-majors. In December, when Missouri State played host to Oklahoma State, it was the first time in 10 years a Big 12 team played in Springfield, Missouri.
Scheduling is difficult to begin with.
Alan Ward, the athletics director at 11th-ranked Murray State in Kentucky, knows the price a mid-major has to pay for 25 straight winning seasons.
When you have a lot of success like Murray State has, and you try to schedule games that are home and home, where you try to have some home games so you can build your season ticket package, it's difficult to have ones that you'd want, you know, regional, those that are attractive to your fan base, come to Murray. So, yeah, we fight that each and every year.
That fight has become part of the routine for mid-majors, according to Luke Wynn, a college basketball writer for Sports Illustrated.
Scheduling in college basketball is not fair right now for mid-majors, but the smarter teams are understanding what they need to do. They need to take some risks in the early season, you know, and they can pay off later on.
The payoff is getting into the 68-team field in order to obtain a slice of the tournament's television revenue. This is the second year of the NCAA's 14-year, $10.8 billion contract with CBS and Turner Broadcasting. It's the job of Missouri Valley Conference Commissioner Doug Elgin to know how that money is distributed.
For every game your conference plays in the 2012 NCAA tournament, it's going to be about $1.5 million, win or lose. But if you win, obviously you get another opportunity. So if you go to the second round, it's about $3 million. If you get into the Sweet 16 and lose in that round, it's about $4.5 million. It's paid out over the next 6 years in increasing installments.
When a team that believes it has the credentials is snubbed, it's necessary for the coach to console his players and answer to his athletics director. 6 years ago, Missouri State was ranked 21st in Ratings Percentage Index, or RPI, a factor the committee uses to measure the strength of schedule. The Bears had won 20 out of their 28 games, but with television cameras present, blank faces filled the room as the team saw the bracket filled without Missouri State. Retired athletics director Bill Rowe was there.
It cuts your heart out, and You ache for the team and the coaches, and yet right at that particular moment, it's heartbreaking. There's no other way to say it. That's what it's like.
Selection Sunday begins tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern on CBS. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.